The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meat, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more info.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
You know, it's the 30th anniversary of that Pearl Jam album. Do you believe that? We did the 25th anniversary 5 years ago as the band. We just redid 10 live at the Rock Bar. And we were talking about it again. Like, let's redo that again because it was so much fun to do. But I can't believe that's been 5 years. It feels like we did that a couple minutes ago.
So you're doing a 30?
We're thinking about it.
All right.
And then we're just going to sell it to casinos. Make some real cake for a little while. Those guys pay.
Casino tour?
All casinos pay. You got a little gimmick going on? They'll pay you. I'm getting a lot of emails. Okay, oh yeah, today the word today, because Brady brought this up in the Brady Report, today's word to qualify for the man cave is quarantine. It's the number one Googled word of, was it
2020.
2020, right? Yeah, not 2021. Of 2020. People didn't know how to spell it. They didn't know what it was. Quarantine is what brought on our street corn talk as well. And a lot of people are emailing, you would have some listener bring you street corn? Good God, no. I would have an established restaurant that knows what they're doing, seal the corn, and then I would trust that DoorDash would do it, but only if the bag remains stapled and there's tape all around the corn. And I'm not an idiot.
We can get this.
I'd have Elote man. I'm okay with him.
Elote man is like, he's a functioning Elote superhero. Yeah, he's not going to mess with the Elote. I like Elote man, but he's got a functional 1 to 2 step process. I'm not going to go, hey, go over to Guadalupe, grab a thing of street corn, which I love so much that I want it in me. And then have some third party pick it up and walk it down here. Michael and Troy across the street from me don't say I want you in me more than I do to street corn. Love street corn. Love it. If you're listening, street corn, God damn it, get in me. Look at this. Quarantine. Nobody knows how to spell quarantine. These are all the mistake ones. You have to spell it right. 97936. But quarantine, C-O-R-N-T-I-N-E, is coming up a lot. Q-U-A-R. I think someone just spelled quinoa. I don't know what that. I don't know how you accidentally.
Quarantine.
Quarantine. That's Quarantine Tarantino.
Right.
Not even close. And you'll get a thing that says you did it right. A text back that says, nice job, you're entered. If not, you just send a text to us that just says quarantine.
How about these two?
C-O. Okay.
Wow.
Let me tell you this. It doesn't start with a C.
Or C-U. How do you choose
well,
C-U over
Well, that's either
Q-U.
An Italian or a Mexican. Quarantine. C-U-R-O-N-T-I-N. Just write. Ask your abuela how to spell.
There's the French-Canadian version.
Quarantine? Yeah, that's good. Oh, they were so close, but not really.
Porn.
Porn. Somebody just wrote porn. Quarantine.
Oh,
current teen. Quarantine is coming up
there
a lot.
It is.
Quarantine is a Q, you guys. It's a Q. My goodness. This is embarrassing. You've got a lot of mistakes on there. Holy cow. All right. Quarantine is well, evidently the 2020 most Googled word, how to spell quarantine. Nobody paid attention after they Googled it. They just copy-pasted, evidently. Guys, so John, I've been going to the Elote Cafe once or twice a year for several years. Best there is, in my opinion. I bought a cookbook shortly after my first bite of that heavenly dip in Sedona. It's super easy to make. Staple at every barbecue I throw. If you don't have the chops, get Brady. Or get it for Brady and have him and Curbit Herbs dial up some street corn for you. No. Here's the reason why.
Curbit Herbs?
Because Curbit Herbs boogers her hands up so hard still. And I'm embarrassing you, Kirby, right now for a reason. It needs to stop, and it'll never forget it. Maybe she's over
Those
it
days
now.
Are over.
I don't believe it, Brady. Somebody that went in that hard doesn't quit in 5 or 6 years. That's a 10-year gap. I'll trust her again around food 22, 23 years old.
Wow.
You should have seen the size of this.
Fair enough.
Booger planet she had on her finger while she was reaching into a bag of Family Lays. Brought for everyone, by the way.
That was her first elote dip.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, it was elote dip. All right. I was, you know what? It was so bad when we went to the restaurant. I wanted Kirby three or four seats down from me in case something flung off of her. It was the biggest booger I've ever seen. It was humongous. It looked like that thing next to the Rogers Center in Toronto. Just a big stick with a ball of green on top of it. It was horrifying. Is that building in Dallas in the skyline that's got that ball that lights up?
Yeah,
that was Kirby's finger. And the generosity of me and a man named Drew Hutchinson to drive Brady and his entire family to Sedona in our Jeeps and show them the back roads. And the only thing we asked was, so you just bring the food and drinks. And they did. Oh, did they? And Brady and Kirby made sandwiches and bags of Lay's potato chips that Kirby quickly sullied with her booger fingers. So no, Kirby will not be making my elote. Maybe ever. And I know you've got
the pretty good for her. The nostrils are pretty clean for her because... I can see up her nose now.
What?
She's taller than you.
Whoa.
Right. Well, good for you. I'm glad you guys have that bond.
So she's not pulling out the gold anymore.
You know, you've done two things in this conversation. First off, you mentioned father-daughter relationship. Then you brought up gold. Do you know how much you're hurting him?
Sorry, and Toledo.
Toledo's gold and dad issues. Father's Day week.
I tune it out.
I block it.
Yeah, people are... going nuts over their favorite elote. But again, if you've got a Flamin' Hot Cheetos anything on your menu, it's a Guy Fieri restaurant. So don't even waste my time. I seriously. Red Lobster doesn't even put Flamin' Hot Cheetos on their stuff. Because it's beneath them. This says, I'm writing to you from Virginia. I have to ask, will KUPD stop playing Nirvana so much? Not because I don't like them, especially the one with the Naked Baby album cover. I have coworkers that are very young, and they come in, and my computer that is playing your station has a Naked Baby.
Pulls the album cover.
They don't know what that is. They judge me while the page is up, and I imagine they talk about it. They don't know who Nirvana is. They don't know what that album looks like. We live in an uncultured world. Please stop playing it so much, or at least change the art. That's true. I didn't even think of that. Nirvana's album cover is 30 years old as well, and there are young, 25-year-old people in the workforce that may or may not know that an album cover was a thing. And there's a Naked Baby on this guy's computer at work.
Shut up.
I know shut up is right,
nut
but
up.
That's what an old man says. No, don't nut up. Yeah, I'm
nut up.
I'm all for if
mean,
you
Brent
see.
Brent knows there's naked kid fountains in Italy.
Okay, settle down both of you about the naked kids being okay. Anytime you're unsure of your coworker's computer screen has a naked child on it, get concerned. Do some research. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Nut up after you find out.
It says Nirvana on it.
Okay, worse.
On top of that, make the app smaller.
Right. Yeah.
Reduce
shrink
the app.
Your screen a little
what
bit.
What the hell?
Hide your problem. I agree, Brett. All people with naked babies should shrink that down. Don't be so proud of it. But Brady's right. It says Naked Baby and Nirvana on this guy's computer screen. And if you don't know what that is, you're not talking to Bob anymore.
Great combo.
In accounting. You seen Bob's computer screen? No, the one on the right. He does all this work on the left. The right one... It's got a naked baby on it and the word Nirvana over it. This is heaven? What? Although I do understand why Brett's saying nut up. Don't. Naked babies on computer screens at work. Question.
Don't nut up.
Question, then nut up. All over that screen.
Oh, God. Idiots.
Idiots.
Again, Brett, you're not wrong, but you're from a different time.
Get over it.
Naked baby. Like, this is what Jared could have said. Hey, I was just looking at her Nirvana album cover. No. Naked babies on screens at work should be questioned. First.
I was putting different kids I thought that might look better on that album cover.
Exactly. Jared. I covered it up with other kids. Older kids. Older naked kids. And when I say question it, you just question. Find out. And they go, oh, I thought you were a child molester. But it turns out it's just an album cover. Then nut up. But always quit. Brett, if you see me looking at naked kids and I'm telling you it's album covers, you should call someone.
But if it's an album cover and you told me it's an album cover and you can plainly see it's an album cover.
There you go. Question.
Right.
Don't judge. I'm with you.
Innocent till proven guilty.
Yeah. And that goes for Italians too. Question them. Don't judge them right away.
Right.
Find out about them. Then judge them.
No.
This one says, settle down, John. No information as of yet. No need to go nuts over all this Chris Paul stuff. Could just be a protocol thing. because he went into the stands and started to hang out with fans and stuff. What you should be talking about is how the NBA let LeFraud James play after breaking all the protocols and never said a thing. Excellent point. Remember when LeFraud went out there with...
You were questioning
him. Well, everybody was. Yeah. But he was partying with Drake and had that big after party, and he's not... And the NBA said, hey, no more of this. You don't... At least they're saying don't Instagram it or get caught. But they're kind of hypocritical to say, okay, now we got 17,000 fans in the building. You guys put your masks on and then don't hang out with people. But at the same time, the protocols were in place when James went to that party with Drake and a bunch of people from out of town, and they didn't even bat an eye saying protocol, schmodocol. He broke it, but we're not going to ban him. And even Charles Barkley said the NBA doesn't have the balls to ban LeBron James. Well, Chris Paul's got to go through the protocol because they got the week off. I would imagine they're going to let him play again. But again, now I've seen two or three things that say that they think Chris Paul's got the vaccine, which means 2 days.
Yeah.
They'll just monitor to make sure he's not. Because you can still give it to people, right? You can still get it.
If you're vaccinated, you're not supposed to be transmitting it to people.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you could still push it around.
Apparently not.
Well, then,
much less chance of transmitting it if you're vaccinated.
Okay. I don't know if that's true or not. Toledo's saying it, so. You said it very authoritarian.
I like him better than Fauci.
I don't know. Not even.
You mean Falsy?
Oh, here we go.
That's exactly right, Richard. You tell him. Falsy McFalse a lot. And then we get into the alien thing, which, by the way, Biden and Putin still chatting. One of the things on the agenda today, UFO invasions. I'm not kidding. I wish that weren't true, but it is. And I've been talking about it for how long now? Saying, well, what's going on? We're talking about there's something happening. The government's now admitting, UFOs are all over. Obama's jokingly going on talk shows. Sure.
We know space rides going up like crazy.
Yeah, we got these millionaires, like overnight.
Yeah.
I didn't even know Bezos was in the business, and he and his brother are taking friends up to the 20-second
joyride.
For $30 million. We'll get you up there. Like, it's that easy?
Sure.
Did you see a spaceship, too? It looked like a shoebox with a ball in it. I don't know what I don't even know what kind of aerodynamic space.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, it's just. I don't know if that's what it might have been. I don't know what it was, but the thing behind him was what they're traveling in. It's a big ball with like walls on the sides. It's weird. I think it just sits on top of a rocket and they shoot it up there in 12 seconds and then you tumble back to Earth.
They shoot up a giant pair of Air Jordans or something out of that box?
It's what it looks like. Have you seen it, Rich? Did you see it?
I haven't seen it.
It's the weirdest. Like, if that's what they're traveling in, it looked like a house. It's strange. Yeah, Bezos, who I didn't even know was interested in space travel and is only doing this because his ego's getting trounced by Elon Musk and Richard Branson, the other billionaires. He's like, well, I got to get in the space business. Or somebody's asking him to get on this thing real fast because you've got all the money.
I'll step down and you can, CEO.
Right. Something's going on. And then somebody says, you guys talked about alien porn. Isn't watching alien porn right away the same thing as jerking off to dogs?
What?
It is kind of.
What?
It's a different species. Think about it.
Apples and oranges.
Nuh-uh.
This is a new thing we haven't seen.
It's a species that isn't human, and you're jerking off to it. It's the same as animals.
Yeah.
Am I wrong? Is that wrong? Raises an interesting point.
I think most people want human qualities in their alien, though.
Yeah.
Right. You want
the
avatar.
Limbs. You want...
If they're like the aliens that Chat was mailing on Star Trek, I'm in.
I'm with you because those are just people dressed in other things.
Right.
But let me just throw this out there to you. Orangutan.
If you bring out your heart light, I'm out.
Yeah, I don't want to watch that do it, although I would watch it. The orangutan, very, very similar human qualities. Chimpanzee.
I'm sure there's, yeah.
One.
Not my cup of tea.
Of course it's not. Of course it's not. Everybody's got it. I have human cups of tea when it comes to my porn. I don't like fats. I don't like butt zits. I don't like too much hair. I like well-manicured things. So, yeah, but I mean, a chimpanzee, what are we, like one chromosome different? We're a DNA strain. We're barely different. Like, it's right there. It's the same thing.
And then it goes blackjack.
Yeah.
Then you got.
Oh, yeah, you get that. There's some variance, but I mean, we're not distant by any stretch when it comes down to the, you know, the basic makeup. We don't want to watch them humping. And same thing. What movie alien would you first beat to? I got mine already.
Henstridge.
Ooh, but she took on the form of human.
You're still alien.
You couldn't beat off to when she turned alien in species. Remember at the end?
Avatar.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Neytiri.
That's pretty strong.
the big 12-foot blue
still
avatar.
Still human shape.
Well, sort of. She was 12 feet tall and she had a tail. I'm not so sure that's... Anyway. Brett's eyebrows just went, I got to take a look at that.
Both of her alien characters are pretty solid.
What's her? Guardians of the Galaxy when she's green. You got gills.
I kind of like the chick, I think it was Star Trek Beyond. She's like blonde hair, but she's got a striped face.
Right. So you're just basically saying if they've just got some stripes, you're cool with it. But if she was human, you'd be like, ugh, what's wrong with her? She's got vitiligo or something.
Yeah.
It's funny that we think that with aliens, and some poor guy driving to work with vitiligo right now is like, nope, they're not nice to me, though.
Yep.
I'm not unique. I'm just somebody you just don't want to catch it. And poor Terry Cummings. What am I pronouncing? Quarantine? I'm saying it like a hick? Somebody says,
a little tough time.
Doesn't help John's pronouncing it like a hick. Enunciate, please. Quarantine.
Quarantine.
That was the joke from the Brady Report.
Quarantine. Quarantine is what you guys kept
Are
spelling.
Hearing.
Quarantine is what I'm saying. I'm not saying quarantine. Moron.
God damn it.
He's saying it wrong, so I can't spell the word properly. You're a hillbilly. You're a human hillbilly. There's no. If the guy don't say it with enunciation and diction, how am I supposed to spell it properly? Well, you should know. It ain't helping that you don't say it good.
He's talking about juvenile Hick. Corn.
Hick.
If you keep saying quarantine like that, how the hell am I supposed to spell correctly? Hillbilly. I go off words and the way they sound, and then I phonetically knock them down. Quarantine is C-O-R-N-T-E-E-N. Idiot. This one says, if you had a choice, would you rather be the first person to hand-to-hand Mortal Kombat versus an extraterrestrial and win, or the first one to bang one? Let's say the aliens didn't look like piles of crap and legs like they did in E.T. Relatively resembled us. They were bipedal. The girls were hot, but they were blue, had three boobs, tail, fins, super strong. Which would be more honorable, beating one up or banging one?
Sounds like dumb NBA players.
Yeah. We'll just put it in context of that. Well, who would you rather beat up? Or would you have to beat up or have sex with Brittany Griner? Because that's what we're saying. Beat up.
The upside of the beating up is it gets you more.
Human poon.
Yeah, gets you more tail. Same thing would happen in WNBA.
You think you beat up a WNBA or you get more solid?
You're now the apex predator. You're
WNBA
the alpha.
Wow. I don't think the girls of the WNBA are going to switch teams if you just beat up Britt Griner.
They challenge each other.
Yeah, and Pizza Maker was the most offensive thing before.
Yeah, you see that guy over there? Somebody thought you said something other than Pizza Maker, too. I thought you said something terrible. That guy over there just beat up Brittany Griner. Ladies, we have to switch squads and give him love.
I'll flop for you.
Ding dong, the bitch is dead. The wicked bitch, the wicked bitch. No, I don't know. I don't think, but it is now my head spinning because the, who's that? Oh, that's Kim Basinger from My Mom's an Alien, right?
My stepmother's an alien. Yeah, good call.
Yeah.
Yeah, he says, that's my alien. I know it's you already called it out because she's human.
She's human, though. And she took the form of a human.
Or the form of a human,
when they're truly in their alien form, like species. Natasha Henstridge is
that thing.
She was doing that to appeal to humans. But would you bang her in alien form? And no, the answer is no. She's weird. So, yeah, jerking off to the alien porn like we brought up earlier as some sort of a weird fetish would be the same as apes or dogs or something. We got to start thinking about this stuff because they're showing up. What if they were all like Barry Wood except for they had an E.T. finger where his penis was and it glowed on the end? Thanks, J. Todd Himes. He can't stop thinking about Barry.
It's because Jay's going to be drawing a picture for you on
he's
that one.
He's going to be a painting going. Going to be commissioned once again. That's interesting. Anyway. Oh, the girl from John Carter. This alien girl was definitely bangable. See, that's movies, though.
I saw that movie.
Yeah, nobody saw John Carter. But there was a hot.
Oh, yes, I have.
You've seen John Carter?
Yeah.
You're the guy?
I'm the guy.
And nobody liked it. It's terrible.
No, yeah.
But you sat through the whole thing?
Yeah.
That's amazing. You have you must have an incredibly comfortable couch.
That was, I think, back in the day, a sneak preview because that was supposed to be the big blockbuster.
You went back to see that thing? Everybody talked about how terrible it was going to be.
Because
it was all screwed up. All right. Anyway, good luck, everybody, to that whole thing. If you're going to beat off to aliens and stuff. It's the last chance to qualify for the Man Cave Upgrade. Our friends at Prestige Billiards, Modelo Especial, and Ace Hardware giving you a brand new Man Cave. And we're going to have the finals here on Friday morning. Last day to qualify. Today's word, quarantine. Quarantine for all you hillbillies that need me to say it, props.
Oh,
so you can spell it. I still think you're going to use a C. It's 98 KUPD. 98.
This is bad. Bad, bad, bad.
That's a joke, right? You're joking?
This is pretty good. I'm not going to name names here. I just got an email from somebody. This is why I hate social media. One of the many reasons I hate social media. This woman passed away of cancer, a battle with cancer, and her friends went out, and on Facebook or whatever it was, they did a 500 balloon let go in her honor. You know, and some knob pops up and says, sorry, your friend died of cancer, but that's no reason to litter the planet and hurt animals. Keep it to yourself. That's the problem, is that you feel like you have a right to go and pop off on anything. I'm not all about balloon launching. Sure, I see them sometimes when I'm riding. The one thing about that, I'll like ride my bike through the trails and stuff, and I'll see a Mylar balloon. Like, I don't know why that happens.
Drifter?
A drift. No, it'll be like on the ground.
Yeah.
And I always wonder where did it, like, I always think Hawaii. I always think like it caught the jet stream and it landed here. I always think it went on some trail, but it probably came over from Maryvale or something. The Mylar balloons I don't like because if they hit the power lines, it's a nightmare for like hours, and it makes it a bit, but you know, just regular helium balloons going in the air and popping and whatever. Not enough animals die from that. It's like why we change straws to paper. When I found out the reason,
the worst
was because of tortoises. That was the main concern. Sure, plastic's no good, but they made the straws where the plastic was getting stuck in their noses. And I'm like, how often was this happening? Oh, it's amazing how often it was happening. We have to change all the straws. I'm like, no. Just make the holes bigger in the straw so it doesn't go in the nose of the turtle. Make them turtle-proof. Plastic straws, better than paper straws. I don't care what any hippie weirdo says that it's saving the environment. Even hippie weirdos hate paper straws. There's nobody on the planet.
Those are terrible. Those turn into mush.
They mush, and then and if you accidentally squeeze them, they stick together. There's nobody. It's not a better invention. That's called regressing, not progressing. So plastic right now, still king of the straws and should stay that way forever. I don't want metal straws in restaurants because they can get reused too easily and then COVID goes all over again. But yeah, so keep it to yourself. So you don't like a balloon launch. Poor family had a lady die of cancer, for Christ's sake. They had a ceremony for her. You know what else isn't good? Stuffing people in the ground at breakneck speeds and every day and wasting all that land. And knock it off. And embalming them. The bugs can't eat them properly because they're not. Stop it. Death is confusing. People do things that are weird. The balloon launch doesn't make sense to me, but I'm not going to go on there and give them my opinion, you hippie. So go suck through your stupid paper straw and save a turtle and shut up.
At least the lady died of cancer. Not to have a funeral fire.
The best part, to have a pyre for the lady. Yeah. The best thing is the response that came back. It said, I'm sorry your friend died of cancer, but I wish you didn't have to litter the earth and hurt animals. And then the next response said, I wish my friend didn't die of cancer, so I guess none of our wishes came true. It's pretty great. But that's social media in a nutshell. It's somebody who had to, you know what? I have to say something. No, you don't. Do it like the rest of us do, privately, behind the backs of the people you're talking about, and then just live your life, for Christ's sake. Brett does something stupid. Brady and I talk about it. Brett did, what a moron. Guy's an idiot. That's because we don't want to hurt his feelings. It's actually protecting Brett.
Balloon crazy, Brett
Brett's
is.
Balloon bananas. He's like Levon and Jesus from the Elton John song. All they do is pump up balloons. Brett does do that, though. He wants to go to Venus. Leave Levon far behind. Daniel Protz of Glendale is our final qualifier for the Man Cave Upgrade. You're the last one, Daniel, because you could spell quarantine properly, even though I said it like a hick. Still doesn't make any sense. You said the word wrong, which makes it impossible to spell. That makes you the dumbest person listening. Well, that changes how you spell it, the way he's saying it. The Man Cave Upgrade is brought to you by our friends at Modelo Especial, Prestige Billiards, and our friends at Ace Hardware. Here's what you get if you win Friday. 8-foot pool table, ping pong table, dartboard. Modelo's bringing you the mini fridge, $150 gift card to fill it up, a custom table and stools, and Ace Hardware giving you a Traeger smoker, which is fantastic stuff. You're going to get that, fill up that man cave, which is going to be great, and The final five qualifiers are getting tickets to go see the Cubbies take on those terrible, and I mean terrible, Arizona Diamondbacks. Lost what? Their 20th road game in a row. Yeah. And they're like 13 straight normal games.
Worst road record since the 64 Mets or something like
they
that.
They are on pace.
On a roll.
Yeah.
They are on pace right now to lose 117 games.
Good.
I don't even know what the record is. I think it's 120.
Well, and it's a 152-game season this year, isn't it?
Did they dump 10 games?
I thought they did. Let me double check.
If they dump 10 games and they still lose 117 of them, my God, that's the record.
Yeah.
That's the lowest win percentage ever.
Yeah, there we go.
It was the Mets of 64 lost
120. It's 162.
Oh, they go 162.
Back 60. Yeah,
the Mets lost 120 in 64, I think. 64. It was the first year they had, maybe it was 66. First year they had 162 games. Maybe somebody else has come along and gone 122.
Well, 2003, the Tigers were 43-119.
That's close.
Yeah, 120 is the record.
120 is the Mets, right?
Yep.
64? 5?
62.
Yeah. Oh, 62. Okay. That was the first 162-game season, too. Because it was the year after Maris and Mantle, which is why the asterisk is what they want to put on there. Because they did that in 140 games. 142 or something. 154, actually.
And they show the games back in the Mets thing there. They were 60.5 games out of first place.
Oh, man. Blah. Well, and the worst part is the Tigers did that because they dismantled their whole team to rebuild it. I don't think the Diamondbacks have rebuilt anything. Anyway, we'll give you tickets to go see them.
To go watch the Cubs.
Go watch the Cubs. They're in first. That's July 18th, so we'll give you that. Studio will have the five finalists in it on Friday morning. We'll get that grand prize out. And I got a text from Kevin Meathead, who runs Prestige Billiards, and he's the one who's been so generous to give us all this stuff year in, year out for the Man Cave upgrade. And it's a pretty great exchange with Meathead because he said, thank you again to all the people at 98 for the Man Cave giveaway. I really appreciate all of you and helping us continue to grow as a company, Prestige Billiards Worldwide. Thanks again. And I had to remind him, I said, no problem, Kevin, but I remind you that you actually pay to do this. Otherwise, we probably wouldn't be helping you as much, which is true. That's how advertising works.
Cold, harsh reality.
I mean, and he's like, true. I mean, if he wasn't paying us or giving us the pool tables, we probably wouldn't be so gung-ho about telling everybody that Prestige is awesome, even though it is. He's pretty great. I watched that man carry my pool table into the house with his hands.
Damn.
Four, like six pieces of slate. He went back to his truck, and he was picking that up like it was paper. I went to move one, and I couldn't move it. I couldn't slide it off the other one.
Was this right after he ate a burrito?
He had one of those ASU running burritos.
Yeah.
Those Olympic killers. Olympic. That girl's an ASU girl, the one that got banned for eating burritos.
Again, I was watching qualifying last night for like swimming.
Swimming, me too. They're all jacked up on something. Nobody can look that good. Anyway, watch the burrito intake if you're trying to qualify for the Olympics. And if you need your pool table moved at all, Meathead Kevin can do it in a second. He's amazing. And Prestige is pretty awesome. I was just kidding with him, but and it is true. But still, at the same time, turns out he's pretty great. The chair is Marcus Free this week.
Yeah.
No Into the Pit Marcus. So Brett won it last week. We'll find out what his topic is for Rock Wars in just seconds. It's 98 KUPD.
This is bad. Bad, bad, bad.
That's a joke, right? You're joking?
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.